And we go.
Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefing. Please visit our website, https://rabr.kailejohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton and Rick Ross Bosley. Oh, it's no, time Rick. To talk Star Wars.
He had to do wifely things. It was to-do list.
Graduation stuff.
Yeah, he's got like 4 or 5 graduation parties to go to. All right, so... Yeah, I wish. They're for high school kids, so there's no alcohol. It's the nighttime parties that have the alcohol. Tales of the Empire Season 1, Episode 3 is what we're talking about today, and that's called The Path of Hate. So we're going to do an unboxing, do a detailed listing of the what happened in the podcast or in the episode, and then we're going to discuss it a little bit.
Did you just go out and buy 6 new things so you could have an unboxing on these?
No.
Or are you just taking stuff off the shelf and put an unboxing?
Yeah. Now I got to cut that out. Yeah, but yeah. Have an unlimited supply here on the shelf. Well, not unlimited, but it'll get us through maybe a year or so. Anyway, now I got to cut this out. People don't know. Because that's what I'm doing. But how are they going to know? Anyway, so then we're going to ask for feedback at the end, and we'll be done for the episodes involving Morgan and Elizabeth.
Too much feedback.
No, we need feedback. We don't have enough feedback.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm going to tilt the camera down.
Oh, what was it? Oh, my gosh. I saw your pee-pee.
Pee-pee what? Oh, my what? My armpit? You didn't see nothing.
You got a rollerball.
Good. All right, so let's push the button here for the noise.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
Yay, unboxing. Got another box here.
How many times did it take to record that correctly?
Real quickly. All right, here we go. Let me cut the edges. Lots of tape on there. On the top. Ah, I got to do it again. There we go. Ooh, this one doesn't have any wrapping. Don't look.
I call them back. They're not protecting your product.
Yeah. So this one says Off-World Jawa.
No, what?
An Off-World. Number 351. And it's got the Mandalorians stuff there, too. So that means this was only in the Mandalorian stuff. Sort of. We've seen them somewhere else before, too, but the key is the color of the eyes. So here we go. 351 again. There's the side view. Red eyes. Like I said, remember that. Actually, you have to remember that until next week because we'll see what... There's another color. There's the guys, all of the Mandalorian stuff.
Uh-huh.
We got the Ugnaught guy, I said it was so. What does he say? I said it. Something. And then there's the other ones. Again, Mandalorian. Here's the side again. 350. And ooh, there's the top. It's scary, B eyes.
This is the way.
No, he says, I have spoken. That's what he says.
Oh, I have spoken. Oh, yeah.
All right, that's our unboxing. All right, that's close enough. Yay, yay, yay. All right. Yay, 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 yay. No more. So, again, episode 3 called The Path of Hate from Tales of the Empire. Director was Nate Villanova. It was, again, story was by Dave Filoni. Writer was Amanda Munoz. So this time, Nate was the difference in the director there. We had a musical score. It was all done by Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, and Deanna Kinner. We had a pretty short cast this episode. We actually, I don't know if you caught it, Scott, but Bo-Katan was in this episode. I don't think you ever saw her. You saw her, you heard her voice, but you never saw her. Morgan Elsbeth was, of course, in the episode. Oh, I forgot to say, Bo-Katan was Katie Sackhoff's voice. Morgan Elsbeth was Deanna Lee Infanto. Nadrua was Shelby Young. I think Nadrua was the weird-looking alien kind of, I don't know, white thing or whatever. Republic Guard was played by Steve Bloom. Reggie by Steve Bloom. And then, of course, our wing guy, played by Wing T. Chow. Again, Tales of the Empire Episode 3 aired on May the 4th. It was only 13 minutes long. And this is the first episode in a long time that we've had that was after the Battle of Yavin. So this took place 5 years after the Death Star blew up, and up to 9 years, it says. Between 5 and 9 is what it says. So, again, this is after, you know, New Hope and probably into Empire Strikes Back timeline right there. So what that means is it's time to grab your favorite beverage, pull up a chair, and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room. Yay. This episode starts out, the inhabitants of Caldone live under iron-fisted rule of Magistrate Morgan Elsbeth. Her guards and assassin droids guard the battlements and roofs. An oblong starship lands in the forest clearing outside Caldone. New Republic Ambassador Nadura exits the gangplank and is flanked by 4 blue-clad New Republic soldiers and a blue astromech droid. Nadura requests that the gates be opened in the name of the New Republic. Open, sesame. The guards permit the entry, and she and the soldiers notice the downtrodden expressions of the people. Nadura is greeted by Wing. Wing, who recognizes her and asks her why she came back. You should never have come back. Nadura explains that she has become an ambassador of the New Republic, which was convened with a special assembly to recruit people to go out in the distant world and petition for their membership. When Wing expresses ignorance about the new government, Nadura realizes that the people of Caldone are unaware of the Galactic Empire has fallen. Knowing that the guards are watching, Wing whispers that some news reaches Caldona slower than others. Boom. Looking at the impoverished state of the town, Nadura remarks that things have gotten worse since she left. Wing regrets letting Elsbeth take over. Oh, there he is. When Nadura asks what the magistrate Elsbeth has done, Wing says she has not seen her for a long time, but her guards keep them working night and day. Wing tells her that mercenaries have been visiting Calderon recently. When Nadura asks that she has her guards to protect her, Wing says that won't be enough. Nadura says that she would speak with the magistrate Elsbeth, but Wing is pessimistic. Nadura insists on speaking with Elsbeth, believing that things have changed in the galaxy. The New Republic delegation and wing approached the gates of Elsbeth's residence. The gates opened to permit them entry. Inside the inner courtyard, they approach a wooden bridge over a pool of water, which is what we saw in The Mandalorian. We saw that bridge and stuff. Pool of water. Magistrate Elsbeth and one of her droids approaches the newcomers. When Elsbeth asks about their business, Nudura explains that she has come on behalf of the New Republic to bring a petition to the New Republic Senate for the planet of Corvus to become a member world. Elsbeth gazes at the fish in the pool, and Nudura explains that the New Republic is willing to accept in return for Elsbeth's resignation and relinquishing her control over the local systems. Nudura warns that if she does not comply, they will have to arrest her. She asks Elsbeth to leave peacefully. Elsbeth responds by asking Nudura about how she knows what the people want. How do you know? Elsbeth is familiar with Nudura, recalling that she left several years ago because she did not like working in their factories. Nudura responds that she had no intention of laboring for Elsbeth and her so-called fair wages. Nudura criticized Elsbeth for enslaving the people of Corvus. Elsbeth responds that she cannot stop what has begun, adding that she has had a vision and she will fulfill her destiny. Nudura is willing to allow that to happen. Is unwilling to allow that to happen. Elsbeth asks Nudura if she is willing to back that up with back up that statement. Wing pleads for peace. We can do this peacefully. Nudura implores Elsbeth step down, willing, and turn herself in. Nudura offers to help Elsbeth to get a fair trial and pleads with her not to set the world on fire. Elsbeth counters that her world has been burning since she was a child. He asks why this world should be any different. I don't think it's going to turn out good. Following some tense moments, Elsbeth orders her guards to kill Nudura and her delegation. Kill them all, she said. Kill them all. Scout guards shoot two of the New Republic soldiers stationed outside the compound. The other guards fire back, shooting some of Elsbeth's guards. One of Nadura's guards stays behind to hold Elsbeth back so that Nudura and the surviving soldiers can escape the compound before the gates close. Elsbeth spares Wing since he serves as a liaison with his people. Nudura tells R8 via comm link to send a distress signal. Scout guards and assassin droids gun down the remaining soldiers. Elsbeth and her guards exit the compound to pursue Nudura, who is fleeing into the streets, having lost all of her guards. He reaches the gate and runs towards the starship. However, the scout guards fire timed explosives into the ship's hull, destroying the vessel completely, and knocking her back onto the ground too. As a display of power, Elsbeth's scout guards use flamethrowers to destroy the surrounding forest. Much to the dismay of the people of Calderon, addressing the population, Elsbeth claims she is protecting them. He tells them that they are willing to work night and day as part of an effort to save the galaxy from ruin. Wing approaches the dying Nudura, who tells him to be brave no matter how dark things can be. And her comlink is blinking. Nudura reassures Wing that help will come and tells him to do his part no matter how small. Wing then hears Bo-Katan's voice over the comlink. Here she is, Scott, Bo-Katan. Before he can answer, Elsbeth destroys the comlink with her Beskar spear. He goes clunk. He tells Wing that nobody is coming as two scout guards haul him back to the village. The credits roll. Credits roll, Scott. What did you think? That was a pretty short episode. Only 13 minutes long.
I still wonder where she got the staff from.
He's had it in all the episodes so far.
Yeah. Where'd she get it? Who gave it to her?
I don't know.
At what point did she get it?
He had it in the first episode, too. I don't know. It doesn't say who gave it to her. She's clanking it around in the second episode, and then she's clanking it in this one, too.
Lighting everything on fire.
Yeah, lighting everything on fire and stuff.
Burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
It can burn on my world. It can burn on your world.
Yeah, we don't get a damn if the fire ever gets out. Something like that. I heard that song again when I was at the conference. Two Live Crew song.
Oh.
The roof is on fire.
It's Bloodhound Gang.
Two Live Crew used to sing it quite a bit too. They sang it when I was in concert, when I went saw them in concert. All right, so yeah, that's the last episode with Morgan Elsbeth, and kind of gives us a pretty good backstory, and this leads us. So this is basically ends at 9 the after the Battle of Yavin, which the Mandalorian takes place like 9 or 10, 12. I think some of it's in 14 of after the Battle of Yavin, which is supposed to be after Empire Strikes Back, or no, the Return of the Jedi. Supposed to be after that gap right there. So this is putting us right before we see her in the Mandalorian with Ahsoka, and they have that fight with Ahsoka and. Can't her dual lightsabers can't cut through the spear. So anyway, let's beg for some feedback. Maybe we'll stop just asking for feedback. We'll just hope that they send it to us. I don't know. So we have an email address, feedback@kylesrohanson.us. We have a link on the left-hand side that will bring you up a form that you can fill out and send to us for your feedback. We're on Twitter/X @super_duper_pod. And then we're on the Blue Sky Network at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, which also we're on YouTube, where the audio and video are now being uploaded. And there's comment sections for both that you can fill out. And I keep mentioning Blue Sky, Scott, because some of the new people we've got are on Blue Sky. We got at least one or two people from there, and I don't know. I've seen the numbers uptick in the last 2 or 3 weeks. So let's see what happens. Maybe they'll stay. Maybe
QR codes.
No, I didn't put any QR codes up.
Good.
Yeah. Actually,
I didn't say you.
No, I put some up. I put one up on lockers.
In the locker room.
I put some up in, put some stickers up with just the name on it and stuff. But it had the email address, you know, these stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not very clear for some reason. Anyway, it's got the address at the bottom here. You can. I put a bunch of those up when I was at the conference. Probably more than 10 all over the place, mostly in bathrooms.
I put the QR code thing on the lockers. and the suggestion board and roll call and on other people's computers and shit.
Yep, but I got that still too. So right there. Just scan that and you'll get right into our website.
Beep.
Bloop.
Beep.
That code is for the thing. So yeah, scan that. Don't scan that one. All right, so let's do the outro.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room Podcast. Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabrkylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms, Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
I am Kyle John Johansson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.